Today in Florida Ag News from the Southeast AgNet, while Florida landowners were part of an 8-state coordinated effort between USDA and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service to protect and feed birds migrating towards the Deepwater Horizon oil spill zone in the Gulf of Mexico. It began back at the end of June when oil was still spilling from the Deepwater Horizon well, and NRCS Chief Dave White says thanks to the strong interest, the initiative has more than tripled expectations.
We put together a little package to try to create or enhance habitat for these migrating birds. We started out, we thought we could put $20 million towards it, and we were hoping somewhere if we could restore or create or enhance 150,000 acres.
However, after landowners expressed extreme strong interest in the program, funding was doubled to $40 million, enabling enrollment to reach more than 470,000 acres, with Florida NRCS obligating almost 139,000 through 9 contracts with landowners in the Florida Panhandle.
I can't say enough good for all the crop guys, the cattle people, the farmers.
Florida lands are being flooded carefully with varying water levels and planted with a variety of vegetation to provide food and habitat for the wide range of bird species that might stop to refuel. And although the Migratory Bird Habitat Initiative was initially created in response to the oil spill, landowners are providing food at a critical time, as current drought conditions in the Gulf region combined with decades of wetland losses are resulting in fewer food resources and habitat compared with previous years. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.